Okay, so welcome. Good morning, everyone. I'm Robbie Watkins, and we'll be leading a discussion and talk about Khonsa Rinpoche's visit that has started. So we'll begin with three prostrations, and then Donna's going to lead us in our prayers. Oops, I'm dropping things.
Okay, if you're in the Gampa, on page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book, we'll start with the Shakyamuni Buddha mantra three times. Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. And now the Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra, also on page 34. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha lapis light. Teata om bekanse, bekanse, maha bekanse, bekanse, raja samudgate soha. Teata om bekanse, bekanse, maha bekanse, bekanse, raja samudgate soha. Teata om bekanse, bekanse, maha bekanse, bekanse, raja samudgate soha. Teata om bekanse, bekanse, maha bekanse, bekanse, raja samudgate soha. Teata om bekanse, bekanse, maha bekanse, bekanse, raja samudgate soha. Teata om bekanse, bekanse, maha bekanse, bekanse, raja samudgate soha. And now the four immeasurables, also on page 34. We're very efficient. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And let's chant the last one. Sem chen tam che de wa dong. Te we kyudang den pa kyurchik tu ngal tang duk ngal gi kyudang Draw on your cheek. Do not pay. Day on me. Draw on your cheek. Nearing chagang ni dang railway tang yam la ne park your cheek. And now page 37 in the Goal Prayer Book. We'll do the Chenrezig verse of praise and mantra, followed by Green Tara. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chenrezig, all-seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 And now Green Tara. Tara liberates from psychic existence. Tutare liberates from the eight fears. Ture liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Soha. 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 And now back to page 34 for taking refuge in generating bodhicitta.
Sangye chodang so ki chok nam la jang chu bardu dag ni kyab su chi dag yi chen yen gi pe sanam gi cho la pin chir sangye chu par sho. Sangye chodang so ki chok nam la jang chu bardu dag ni kyab su chi dag yi chen yen gi pe sunam gi jo la pen shir sangge ju par shog. Sangge chudang so ki chok nam la jang chu bardu dag ni kyab su chi dag yi chen yen gi pe sunam gi Jola Penshir Sangye Drupar Sho.
Okay, and let's just do a few minutes of meditation. I don't have a clock. Is there one available?
Is there a weird one?
Yeah. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's just sit quietly for a moment. And we're about to embark on a month with Khyentse Rinpoche, really an event that's unparalleled in the history of Kadampa Center to have a Lama of this stature and this realization present with us and giving initiations over the next month or so. And it's going to be hectic, and it's going to be busy, and it's going to be confusing at times. But if we just remember always to think about why we're doing this, if we always come back to compassion, the wish that beings be free of suffering, both ourself and the fellow members of Kadampa Center and the other people who will be benefiting from the teachings and the initiations, and eventually all sentient beings. So if we always get in touch with that wish to become enlightened for the benefit of others, the bodhicitta motivation, that will really make the next month incredibly powerful and important in our spiritual lives. So let's just think about compassion for a moment. The wish that beings be free of suffering. And we can start with ourselves and extend that out to others. But that's really what's going to be our motivating force over the next month. And you can relax your concentration. Okay, so welcome everyone. We're going to be talking about Khenpo Rinpoche's visit or residency over the next month. And so I'm going to do my best Geshe Gelug imitation. I'm going to say, what do you think about that, Dr. Brown? For some reason, he always wants to put him on the hot spot. But anyway, I just a couple things that I wanted to say. And at some point, I'm going to ask Donna to kind of preview the schedule. And a couple things I think about when we have this incredible opportunity. The first thing I think we should always do is rejoice. I mean, this is unbelievable. To have a Lama like this here in Raleigh, North Carolina for a month. These Lamas, they are getting fewer and farther on the ground every day. The ones who trained in the great tradition, there are very few, many of them don't teach anymore, or they don't travel. And so to have one here is just... it just didn't happen, okay? It's the result of causes and conditions and many years of practice here at Kadampa Center. This is something we can rejoice that we've created the causes. Khenpo Rinpoche didn't just buy a plane ticket and show up here. The amount of work that went on behind the scenes with Donna and Linda and her team, hundreds of hours just to get his visa. Okay, so we can rejoice in all that, everything that's already happened. And we can rejoice in this opportunity to share the teachings with as many people as possible. So I think the first thing we need to do is think about rejoicing. That's really special. Second, this is a culmination of an incredible wish on Geshe Gelug's part. This is so wonderful for him. So by coming to the teachings and getting benefit from, that's the greatest gift we can give to Geshe Gelug. If there's any benefit we've gotten from him over the past 20 years, greatest way to repay that is to show respect and devotion to his teacher. Okay, so that's very important. I just can't emphasize how big a deal this is for Geshe Gelug, not in an attachment sort of way, but just this is his offering to Kadampa Center. Kenso Rinpoche would not be coming here if it weren't for Geshe Gelug and all his work. So this is a great gift that he's giving to us, and we can so show some thankfulness for that. The other thing, talking a little bit about the tantric initiations, this is a complicated issue and I'm not qualified to talk about, but I just want to say a few things. The initiations that Kenso Rinpoche is giving are the ones that he and Geshe Gelug have decided would be appropriate for Kadampa Center. It's not just random, okay? And Geshe Gelug didn't put any qualifications on who can come to these. Okay, he didn't say you have to be at this level of practice or you have to have done this retreat or anything. It's left wide open to everyone. Okay, so if people wonder if it's appropriate for them, you can trust Geshe Gelug. He's saying these initiations are appropriate for the people who come to Kadampa Center. And I think you can trust him as a worthy guide in this aspect. A lot of people say, oh, am I ready for this? Or what's Tantra about or anything? If you talk to someone who's done a long tantric retreat, a month, couple months or 3 years, 9 times out of 10, they're going to say that they came out with a greater understanding of Lamrim, the basic teachings of the Buddha. When you take a tantric initiation, you're not really getting more information or knowledge. You already have that in the Lamrim, the basic teachings that Geshe Gelug's been giving us for the past 20 years. Tantra is more about technique and meditations to help understand those very basic teachings. It's still about compassion and wisdom and emptiness. Okay, there's no new subject matter that's coming in. There's different techniques to help if you want to speed up on your meditation. If you feel like there are obstacles you're coming up against that you can't get past, that's where Tantra comes in. He's going to be giving 4 initiations. First one is Vajrayogini. Okay. And these are tantric deities, as they're referred to, that represent certain aspects of the enlightened mind. Vajrayogini is a destroyer of delusion and ego. Okay, so that's the first one, Vajrayogini. Second is Yamantaka, destroyer of death. And then we have white tar and green tar. Green tar and white tar, which are about compassion in action. Okay, bringing compassion and action and word and in speech and action. So those are the 4 initiations. They'll be done on Sunday morning. Yeah, Donna, do you mind just kind of running through the schedule? Because there may have been a change or two in the last day. So we're all going to be Tibetans for the next month, which means we have no attachments. We're going to be very flexible. We're going to go with the flow, okay?
Oops. So, we have, I'll run through the schedule. And as a preface, I will say, as Ravi said, go with the flow. So expect change. We already have one change in the schedule, which is that the teaching that was going to happen on Saturday, November 12th, is no longer going to happen, so we will not be open that day.
But tell people why. Good to know.
So Geshe-la has a very, very close tie with a Vietnamese Buddhist community down near Charlotte, and some of them came up earlier this week and met Kenso Rinpoche and invited him to come to bless their community. And of course, the most beneficial time is on a weekend when their working members can be there. So he's going, and he happily agreed to come and go down and teach them. And he'll be back the next day for the Yamantaka initiation. So we have starting next Saturday, is refuge. Kenzer Rinpoche will be offering refuge. Those who have never taken refuge before, if you don't know, refuge is basically, making a commitment that Buddhism is your spiritual path. And it's a, you know, wonderful opportunity to make, a deep karmic tie with your refuge master, the person who confers that for you. If you do want to take refuge for the first time next Saturday, please do go to our website and on the calendar, go to November 5, click on refuge, find the little place where you click to register, because you'll need to register so that we can give, you know, your names to Geshe-la Kenzer Rinpoche to get a refuge name for you. So that's very important. It's also very important if you're taking it for the first time to be here at 10 o'clock so we can do a little rehearsal. Another thing that's going to be really fun next Saturday is that when Kenzer Rinpoche arrives at 10:30, we're all going to line up out in the parking lot with katas and greet him. And he'll get out of his car on the street and walk in, and we'll all be greeting him and welcoming him. And then in the afternoon, he'll be teaching on the 8 verses of thought transformation. And then on Sunday is the Vajrayogini initiation, and all the Sundays are the initiations. Kenzer Rinpoche will be coming in earlier in the morning to prepare to give the initiation. So he'll be in here with his attendant and probably Geshe Sangpo. I don't know who all will be with him, but he'll be in here. And the doors will open at 10:30, give or take. So that's another, be flexible, go with the flow. You know, you might want to come a little bit early, but be ready to stand in line. And we'll all take a little ritual bath when we come in, which is just getting a little bit of saffron water to sip and then put over your head. And so that will happen with every initiation. So the first Sunday, Vajrayogini, then Yamantaka, then Green Tara, then White Tara. So then on Tuesday, November 15, is a Buddha holy day. So along with all the other amazing blessings of having here, he's here on a Buddha holy day, and he will be giving some oral transmissions that evening at, I believe, 7 o'clock. Yes. And then on Wednesdays during his visit, beginning not this Wednesday, but Wednesday after the first weekend, he will be teaching on Lama Atisha's Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, basic Lam Rim. This was originally planned to be online only. Right now, officially, it's still online only, but Geshe-la said, can we be flexible? So that might change. So, but it'll still be online. So, but wonderful if we have the opportunity to be with him in person at as much as possible. And then on Saturday, November 26th, which is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, that weekend, he is going to bless our brand new circumambulation path and lead us in a circumambulation practice, after which we'll have it's one of our traditions with Kenzer Rinpoche when he comes. This is his third visit here, to have a social event where we can kind of hang with him a little bit more casually. So we'll have like a potluck and stick around for a while and hang with him. And then that's the program, unless it changes.
Okay. Thank you, Donna. The initiations, as I said, are open to everyone. If you want to just come and, as it said, receive it as a blessing, just from being in the privilege of a highly realized Lama, that's fine. If you wish to take the initiation, which means you actively participate in it mentally and take the commitment, that's great, but you will have to have taken refuge and bodhicitta vows before you take the initiation. And he's offering bodhicitta vows on that Sunday. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So if you've taken those once in the past, you can participate. And he will give a commitment, most likely. I doubt it will be that you have to go into retreat for 3 years, but it may be a commitment to say a mantra for the rest of your life or daily for the rest of your life. We're not sure.
I think it's going to be a short sadhana with the two highest yoga tantra initiations.
Okay.
And another thing that I just clarified with Geshe-la the other day is that because he's also giving tantric vows with the highest yoga tantra initiation, there's also the commitment to do a practice called a six-session daily yoga. And that practice is actually a really nicely, neatly packaged, put together to help you keep all those tantric vows. If you keep that practice, then you're keeping all your tantric vows.
Yeah. So the first two, Vajrayogini and Yamantaka, are highest yoga tantra. So the commitments are a little bit stricter. But if you don't want to take the commitments or anything, you're welcome to come and just get the blessing. Don't come in and expect to understand what's going on. Okay. If you've never been to a tantric initiation before, you'll be, I mean, there's nothing weird, but it's not intellectually comprehensible necessarily the first time. And that's fine. Okay. Come in a meditative state of mind. Think about that deity. Even if you're not taking the initiation, you know, what does it mean to destroy ego? I mean, that's nothing, you know, off in the clouds or anything. That's day-to-day life. And that's what Vajrayogini is about, okay? What does it mean not to be afraid of death? Okay, that's something we deal with all the time, and that's what Yamantaka is about. What does it mean to act compassionately? That's what the Tarum initiations are about. So stay grounded. Think about your Lam Rim. Don't expect to understand everything that's going on. And rejoice. Dr. Brown, you want to add to the discussion?
Can we bring you a mic?
First off, I will also say that the two Tara initiations, Geshe-la has said there will be no commitments with those.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I was just curious, does anybody have any questions about Tantra or anything? That's the only class that I'm the only one. Nobody else has ever taught introduction to Tantra here because I'm the one who's going to the Vajra Hells. So, you know, it's pretty clear that nobody else wants to get near it. But Tantra is sometimes called secret mantra, Tantra, Vajrayana, a lot of synonyms, you might say. But, you know, when you think about getting enlightenment, most people go, what? I mean, I'm a disaster. I can't get enlightened. I'm not capable. And of course, these, you know, the supposition is that we all have that. We all have Buddha nature. We all have that spark of perfection. Just needs to be nurtured, and our faults need to be eliminated, and our good qualities enhanced. And Tantra is considered to be like the the Bodhisattva's path, just regular Lam Rim type stuff. That's great. It's a wonderful path. You can actually supposedly get pretty close to enlightenment practicing that. It's like rowing a boat from here to London. Whereas they say Vajrayana is like, you know, taking a jet, you know, a really fast jet. A lot quicker, but again, some danger if you're not prepared to practice at this level, because you're working in Vajrayana, you're working more with the energy in the mind more than just conceptual mind. And then the actual, in a perfect world, you know, you would, again, you'd have a strong appreciation for your the Lama who's giving the initiation, and what Khyentse Rinpoche's done in his life. I mean, he's been a monk his whole life. He's done, I'm sure, many retreats. He was the abbot at Sarajay for many years. And anyway, most of us have never been in the presence of a holy man. And this is a holy man. So I'm not, you know, don't expect to see him levitate, but, you know, he might. It's worth showing up just to find out. But the the things that are, that really, in a perfect world, that you would, you know, to be able to take, you know, to be just, when Robbie says to take the blessing, what does that mean? What do you think that means, to get the blessing? Anybody? I've been Donna knows. Anyway, Donna, what do you think taking the blessing means? Getting the blessing but not actually taking the initiation.
Well, Geshe-la always defines blessing as change. And so I think even being present at an event like this can be a transformative change in your mind, even if you don't see the fruition of that right away.
Yeah, and even the people that, you know, when you go to these, like, been to many initiations by this Holiness of Dalai Lama, there may be like 10,000 people, and there's like a whole bunch of monks and also scholars that are not monks in the audience, and he's not expecting everybody to get the initiation. In other words, to get it, you have to do the visualizations and you have to understand what's going on at a deeper level. So, I think one of the things that we can think about is that this is something we aspire to practice in our in some future lifetime, maybe this lifetime. And the seeds are, I think, from Khyentse Rinpoche's side, I'm just guessing, but his thought is we're planting the seeds in everybody's mind stream that eventually they'll be able to practice at this level. Maybe not now, and then maybe not this lifetime, but at some future lifetime, you know, karma is definite, right? It's never lost. And so eventually that karmic seed will ripen if we don't destroy it, and we'll be able to practice at this level. And then when we talk about full enlightenment in Buddhahood, we're talking about, lots of different, it's packaged different ways, most of the time we talk about generating the mind of renunciation, the determination to be free of suffering, which is really about having compassion for ourselves, and then bodhicitta, which is the determination to be fully enlightened in order to benefit others, which again, it's more like compassion for others, and then the correct view of emptiness, again, is considered to be a big deal. Those are the three principal aspects of the path, but they say that's not enough to get enlightened. You have to enter the tantric vehicle to get enlightened. And there are two aspects of that. There's the generation phase, which these are the empowerments. If we do these practices, we'll be empowered to practice at the generation stage. And there's the completion stage, which is, again, much more, I have no clue what that is. I I've never done anything like that. But I think, you know, the completion stage is where we can actually get enlightened. So there's renunciation, bodhicitta, and emptiness, three principles of the path. And then eventually, with those in hand, so to speak, we're suitable to practice the generation and completion stage of Tantra. And so, if nothing else, I think I'm just suggesting that we feel grateful to be able to have those seeds planted in our mental continuum that will ripen in opportunities to practice at these highest levels, which will enable us to get enlightened, whatever that means to you. I think it's just about really, from a Buddhist perspective, as the Dalai Lama says, you know, if you can help people, help them, but at least don't hurt them. That's kind of like enlightenment. That's pretty cool. When you start digging deep into that, that's a big deal. So, blah, blah, blah.
Thank you. I think Elise wanted to make a comment. Thank you, Don.
I actually have a question that I think I've heard many people ask. What does the term initiation mean? How does it differ from a regular teaching, even from a high teacher? And how does it especially how is it different if there's no commitments, like for the Tara initiation?
Yeah. Well, you can help me out here, Don, but initiation means that the Lama, the teacher, Khenpo Rinpoche in this instance, who has the transmission, an unbroken transmission of this practice that can be traced back to the Buddha. I mean, it has come down from teacher to teacher to teacher. He is giving you permission to do this practice. Okay, so it's not like you get a card or anything. It's something that you, when you're sitting here during the ceremony, you are making that commitment to do the practice. And he is saying, based on this unbroken lineage, I am transmitting to you the permission to do the practice. Now, it doesn't mean you can teach other people about the practice, but he's empowering you to do the practice. Okay? If you're just sitting here and, as we say, taking it as a blessing, you're not receiving the initiation. It's a mental commitment on your part to do the practice that he's giving you permission to do. Would you agree, Zen?
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, well said. Well said, well said. One thing is that I didn't mention, but I will. It's also, again, it's called secret mantra, which sounds really mysterious, and you don't have to think about it.
On YouTube now these days, it's not very secret anymore.
But you know, it's not like you. It really is probably wise to not make a big deal out of it. You don't go, oh, guess what I did today. You know,
here's my list of initiations I've taken.
You know, and somehow, you know, that creates huge obstacles in your mind for you to be able to actualize these teachings. And even so, it's something that's private, just like your spiritual practice should be anyway. But it's something that you don't make a lot of noise about. You just, you know, you get the blessing. Great. If you decide to do the retreat or whatever, take the initiation, you know, again, you know, that's also your business, not something that you go around broadcasting, even to your family. You kind of keep it inside. And as I remember one time, this friend of mine, anyway, he said, if you're going to do this retreat, if somebody asks you, are you going to do this retreat? Say, you know, because they heard that you were, because you're going someplace to do it. You know, say, well, what is it about? And you could, you know, the right answer is, I'm going to go take a look at my mind. I'm going to be working with my mind. That's the easy answer. And that's really what it is.
Does that answer your question, Elise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very much.
Great. Okay. Andre, okay.
Yeah. And then Andre.
Okay.
And I just want to jump on what Don said really quickly to say, if you're coming for the full initiation or you're coming for the blessing, you make that decision in your own mind. So, you know, there's no registration, you know, that says I'm doing it this way or that way. But you do need to make that decision before. You can't do it one way and then decide afterwards, oh, I wish I had done this, or I wish I had done it the other way. So you do need to be clear in your mind when we start which way you're present.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very interested in the Vajra Yogini practice, but who is going to teach me the practice? See? So that's what makes me think, okay, I'm not ready to take an initiation.
That's a great question. Yeah, you take the initiation and then you want to do the practice, and where do you find out about that? Donna, you have anything to suggest there?
Well, actually, I have had a discussion with Geshe-la, and we are going to try to organize, a session after each initiation to learn the practice, but that's not organized yet, and when it'll happen is not entirely clear.
Yeah. White and green tar are pretty much out there. You can find them everywhere on the web. The Vajrayogini Nyamantaka are a little more esoteric. Yeah.
And if you do take the full initiation, I can direct you to the online resource to get those practices. We're not going to print them up, so just, you know, come to me and I can direct you to the right place on FPMT website.
Yeah. Andre?
Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So this is a question, right? I've been studying or reading books on Tantra, Lama Yeshe's Introduction to Tantra, and also Saren's book on Tantra and so forth. So I'm always hearing the word danger. This is dangerous. You use the word. This is dangerous. Danger to me is like somebody's out to get me, my life, something like that. So, I mean, that's a very ominous word, and it can really freak you out about whether or not I even want to do this thing or not, and so forth. So, what do they mean by if you do this or if you're not ready for this or whatever, and it's dangerous? What does that mean in your
Well, I'll just jump in. I don't think there's any danger at all in coming to the blessings and taking the initiation. When we talk about danger, we're talking more about the long-term retreats and serious practice where you're working with your mind, which is your most valuable and also your most vulnerable possession, and working with it. You know, I don't want to go into this too much, but, you know, you may uncover things that you find difficult to deal with, okay? I don't think there is any danger for anyone in coming to the initiations that are being given over the next month.
Yeah, I think Ravi has said it. Yeah, the danger is, well, first of all, people shouldn't really come. The prerequisites for... I mean, if you're going to take the initiation, would be to have at least an intellectual, if not some feeling for the teachings on renunciation, bodhicitta, and emptiness, and then you become a suitable vehicle to actually take the initiation. So that's what you need, and you don't have to have realizations of these things, because again, as Robbie mentioned earlier, all the tantric retreats really are about enhancing our understanding and realization of the three principles of the path. I think that the danger comes because you are working. It's like because you're working with energy now, and particularly in the Vajrayana, you're working more with energy than just conceptual consciousness. And so there's a little bit of risk involved if you're not sane. And I'm not joking. You have to be sane. I mean, if you are not okay, you know, if you have issues, this is not doing these. Taking the blessings is great, even if you think you're crazy, which we all are to some degree. But I mean, you know, if you're sort of mentally unstable, this wouldn't be a great place to be. But if you got your, you know, if you feel like that you're stable enough, and particularly if you have some appreciation, even realization of the three principles of the path, then you're a suitable vehicle to actually take the empowerment and do the practice, which is kind of cool.
I'm just going to emphasize again that this is what Geshe Gelug has decided is appropriate, and he didn't put any restrictions on who could come to take it as a blessing or as an empowerment. So I think we can trust him to a certain degree that these are valid practices for the people who come to Kadampa Center. He decided after 20 years, maybe we're not such total goofballs. Yes.
I'd like to address a couple of questions that have come up in the Zoom chat that I think would be helpful to everybody. One of the questions was, can I do the practice even if I take the initiation as a blessing? And I did anticipate that question and asked Geshe-la about it, and he said no. So if you take it as a blessing, you're not empowered to take to do the practice. Oh, and then another person asked, do I need to take all four initiations? And so the answer to that is it is entirely your decision. You can take zero, you can take one, two, three, or four. So there's no requirement to do it. And I see someone in the back has a question. Oh, and so Susie first, and then the gentleman in the back.
Thank you. You know me, I take notes, mm-hmm. and I want to hear things again and again.
Mm-hmm.
Is it appropriate to just sit and absorb this? Is any of it in English?
Geshe Gelug will be translating, yes.
Is it?
Some of it will just be mantra recitation, I'm sure, and that will not be translated. But Geshe Gelug will be translating the as appropriate.
Okay. But is it something that people take notes on? Or?
Sure, yeah. You're
okay.
More than welcome to.
And will it be recorded?
It will be recorded, but it's going to be streamed on YouTube, but we are taking it down afterwards.
I understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one last thing is bodhisattva vows are before each initiation, right?
Yes. The bodhisattva vows will be offered before each initiation, and then the tantric vows will be part of, I think, just the first two.
Okay. Yeah. So that... If you haven't taken the bodhisattva vows, you don't necessarily have to come to that ceremony on the Saturday. They'll be offered at each initiation. Refuge. That's just refuge. Okay. Okay. So the bodhisattva vows, which are a requirement to taking the initiation, will be offered as part of each initiation. So you'll be offered each of the four initiations. The first two initiations, you'll also be taking tantric vows, which is another level of vows, and you don't find out what those are until you take them, theoretically. Don.
Oh.
So the just to listen, they so the, there's refuge in bodhicitta. I'm sorry, there's refuge vows, there's bodhisattva vows. Bodhisattva vows you can study in advance. Tantric vows you're not supposed to. And people who had a tantric initiation before, these are a good opportunity to renew your tantric vows and also your bodhisattva vows. So it's kind of nice to refresh your vows and yeah.
Okay.
And then you can study the tantric vows. I think Lama Atisha said he almost never broke the bodhisattva vows, but the tantric vows, he broke them like falling rain all the time. Because, I mean, there are things in there that are, you have to be incredibly mindful and wise to be able to not break them. But that's okay. I mean, you don't take the vow with the idea that you're going to do it perfectly. It's an aspiration. Literally, most vows that we take are things that we aspire. Yeah, I aspire to full enlightenment in order to benefit everybody. But hey, I'm not there yet. and it looks like it's not going to happen this lifetime. But
and that's why we retake them, because we know we've broken them. Yeah, so... retaking them kind of freshens them up. Yeah. Mr. Street. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Good morning. So they're going to be initiations. Initially you had stated that it's open to everybody. There's no require registration to all four. Okay. So I just want to, so I guess I just want a clarification. Which is the one that we need to register? Is it a blessing?
What you need to register for is to take refuge. So refuge is a prerequisite to take any of the initiations as an initiation. It's not a prerequisite if you're coming to take it as a blessing. And refuge is a brief ceremony where you are making a commitment to Buddhism as your spiritual path in this lifetime. And it creates a very powerful karmic tie with the teacher. And anybody who has taken refuge before, of course, is welcome to be there to renew your vows with Kensa Rinpoche.
The question that I still have in my mind is, let's say I take the Yamantaka initiation. What exactly is the length or the effort that needs to go into the daily practice after that? I've heard no one say, well,
that's the tradition. You don't know for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
But the anticipation is that you need to do the succession guru yoga, once a day. And there are various versions of the succession guru yoga. Some are very long. I have seen it reduced to 4 lines. So, okay. But it's the attitude that you bring to it, okay? Yes, there's long versions, abbreviated versions, and super abbreviated versions.
The attitude would be, I've got to spend between 5 minutes a day and 1 hour a day doing that? Is that realistic?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, again, we don't know these things in advance. Yeah. Doable. We're told it's doable.
You said there was a sadhana, a commitment for the two hash yoga tantra. Yeah. So, you know, they're just to let people know who don't know about tantra, there are 4 levels of tantra. There's, you know, the tara, green tara and white tara are the lowest level, called kriya tantra or action tantra. And then hash yoga tantra, is what these, you know, the Yamantaka and Vajrayogini, that's the highest level of Vajrayana practice. So that's, you know, that's something that maybe you don't know anything about. And then there is the sadhana. Was that David talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, there are short sadhanas, and there are long sadhanas, and there are middling length sadhanas. I have no idea which one, you know, is available, or, you know, all this has to do with Geshe and Kinsa Rinpoche.
These will be short, Geshe has said. It'll be the short sadhana.
Yeah. Short sadhana is not that short, but it's, you know, there are shorter versions.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got to do some work. But the whole point is to, you know, tantra is not, it's not easy, but it's definitely valuable. Mm. I will say this one other thing about tantra. It's called the resultant path. Kind of interesting. Does anybody have any idea what that means, resultant path? Yeah, pretty much. Like, worth those. But anyway, it's just, you know, when we practice Lam Rim and stuff like that, we're aspiring to become enlightened. And one of the things that's unique is that the tantra is called the resultant path. So we're taking, and so Kinsa Rinpoche will literally be doing a guided meditation. That's the initiation for us into this particular practice of this deity. And so generally happens in tantra is that you meditate on emptiness. You know, you imagine literally that your body and mind sort of disappear into this sphere of emptiness, and this compassionate wisdom consciousness arises as the deity. I mean, I'm not telling any secrets. This is out there. But the whole point is that you imagine, right now we imagine ourselves as ordinary and defiled, and just sometimes we have good days, bad days, but, you know, we're just a mess and we're in samsara. And here in Vajrayana, there's this emphasis on seeing the emptiness of everything and then imagining that we're not ordinary, but we're extraordinary. We're actually a deity. We're actually a Buddha figure. You know, we've actually achieved full enlightenment. And then we practice. We begin to identify ourselves as not being defiled, or, you know, sort of ordinary, but as a Buddha now, which is really, there's nothing like it in all of Buddhism. We imagine that we have, you know, we have yeah, we're Buddha. And then we begin to practice, like dress rehearsal, we begin to practice the actions of an enlightened being and set, begin planting powerful seeds on our mental continuum. So that's just a little snippet about what Tantra is about, but it is called a resultant path, not the causal path. You know, the Lam Rim and so forth, the general teachings that we do here are part of the causal path, but Tantra, Vajrayana, is resultant path.
Okay. Let's take Susie, and then
And just again, to piggyback on Don, I have a kind of mundane comparison. When you think about an Olympic skier, mm-hmm. they arrive at the venue and they have a couple of practice runs on the slope. And then they spend a lot of time visualizing themselves on that run to help them to actually do the run. And I think, Don, tell me if I've just, you know, I mean, to me, that's a workable comparison of what you're doing in Tantra.
Mm-hmm. About the tantric vows, I'm not asking what they are.
Mm-hmm.
If a person were taking a blessing, would they take the tantric vows?
No.
Okay. Second thing is, does it go from life to life? What kind of?
Well, certainly it's all making karmic imprints, so we'll be carried forward. Okay. But, you know, if you believe in future lives, you may be reborn in a situation where you need to take the vows again.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Just wondering.
But the imprints that are being made on your mind stream definitely will continue.
Like all vows. Like
yeah. Whether you're just taking it as a blessing, that makes an imprint. It's going to ripen in the future. All of it's making imprints that continue from one lifetime to the next.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Donna, I just want opportunities for volunteering. Do we have any? How are we doing there?
We have lots of opportunities for volunteering. If there was somebody else who had a question, I can bring them up, but I'm not. We need volunteers. Oh, Sandy was in the room a minute ago.
Oh, she's going to come back because I'm going to ask her to talk.
Yeah, we need volunteers in just about every way. We need help in the Gampa. We need help with, helping people figure out where to park. I'm not ready. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, thank you.
The easiest way to help and to figure out how you can help is to just go online to kadampacenter.org, and there's a link at the top. You'll see in the banners that go across, there's a link about volunteering. It'll take you to a sign-up genius where you can pick your day. It'll talk about the different things that you can do. And if you have any questions, track me down. Okay, mm-hmm. Get involved. There's so much that connection makes, and there's many opportunities. And even if you're not sure about it and you don't want to actually sign up, come and talk to me. There's going to be plenty of things to do. Watch for Donna, me, several of the different people that you may recognize. So Patty is another one that's going to be helping with Sangha Care. Elise is going to be helping with different things. Just find us. One of the best things you can do is just show up and say, what can I do to help? Because I guarantee we're not going to have this perfect list. I guarantee that things are going to be changing and impermanent. And so we're just going to be open to whatever we can do to help. So just show up and offer. Let me help. What can I do? But you can find a list and you could sign up, because that would really help a lot too. Mm-hmm.
You want to say something about sponsorship also?
Yes. There are a lot of expenses that go along with this. And right now, Kadampa Center is doing okay. We should have been starting our annual appeal already. We're behind in that. But this trip is so special, and I think Robbie really talked about that amazing opportunity that we have here. If you go online, you're also going to see sponsorship opportunities to help us to defray the costs. Anything that you can give would be truly appreciated. This is an incredibly expensive trip for the center, but it's so important for us that we're reaching to do it. Just to make any connection at all to help with this would, again, help make the connection. One of the things in Buddhism is to help to share the teachings. And by you helping and sponsoring this in any amount would be such incredible benefit to you, because it is such a special thing to bring this high teacher over and to have him not only share teachings here at our community, but at other communities again. And I think that if you have the opportunity, reach. I think it was Lama Yeshe that said sometimes squeezing a little bit to help is even more precious. So give what you can, both to the center to help and to sponsor Kensa Rinpoche's teachings. You'll find all this information online. And if you need more information or want some help to do anything, please track me down. I'm going to be here as much as I can be during this teaching, just to even spend time in his presence.
Thank you.
And there are links for where to how to volunteer and how to sponsor on every page. So if so you can get there, every page on our website.
Okay. You want to lead us in our dedication? Yeah.
I know that I'm going to miss one Sunday. It's a pre-commitment I can't break. And that's going to be the 13th. Is it possible I can get that initiation at another time? You snooze, you lose. That's the deal.
Well, not with that attitude, but
no, I don't mean effectively. Come on, you know better than that.
I know that, but unfortunately, this is something you need to be in real time to do.
Okay.
So, including taking it as a blessing, it's in real
time. But I will be able to get it at another time, hopefully.
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah.
Create the causes.
Make the aspiration. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will do everything I can to get it done again.
Yeah. Trina, did you? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you, Trina. Trina is, one of the offerings we're making is to have everything as clean as we can for Kensa Rinpoche, and Trina has come today prepared to clean the stupa afterwards, and so anybody who would like to help her with that, she's going to be getting started as soon as we're finished now. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Trina.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so we are on page 246 in the Gold Prayer Book. May all beings everywhere plagued by sufferings of body and mind obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And now on page 244 in the Gold Prayer Book, we'll say the long life prayer for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And now the long life prayer on page 245 for Kensa Rinpoche, Jetsun Lobsang Delek. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And long life prayer for Lama Zopa Rinpoche. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And now seven green Tara mantras for the long, happy, healthy lives of our two precious Geshis.
Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re Soha. 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 And now one last special chant. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Robbie, happy birthday to you, and many more. Okay, thank you everybody and have a wonderful day.